Thank you. Mike and Wild will coast to coast right after this. Time for Mad Mike and Wild Wheel Coast to Coast. Yes, yes, yes. Hey, thank you, you guys are tuning in right now. Hey, Alex. Hey, buddy. How are you? Hey, thanks for tuning and supporting us. We really appreciate that. And we appreciate all of our listeners. Hey, and share it with a friend. just at least somebody, one somebody, just one person. Okay. That's all we ask. One person each year. And let them know. If you enjoy the show, hey, don't keep it to yourself. Let them know also. There are a host of ways that you can tune in. First of all, you can go, I'm going to announce the website because that is, you can go and tour the website. It's fun. There's a lot of different shows that you can listen to. If you heard a show that you like, guess what? It's up in about 24 hours. You can go to archive shows. Now, let me give you the link. That is studiow.buzz, B-U-Z-Z, studiow.buzz. Okay, the Apple app is, just go to your Apple App Store and download studio.w, studio.w, Android, studio W, just that. Available on Alexa, Google Play, and Apple CarPlay. With all of that, let me welcome to the set my co-host, Mad Mike. Hey, Mike, how are you, buddy?
I'm worn out and tired and old. Cranky. I've turned into that mean old guy that used to live on your block when you were a kid. Get out of my yard! You can't make too much noise!
That's you. No, Mike.
Oh, yeah.
But Mike, that's not your character, brother. What's happening?
Just people, like, you know, you've heard me say this before, the masses are the asses. And I ran across this lady. I ran across a lady last night. I was out with Randy. And nice lady. At least she started out nice. And I don't remember how the conversation evolved, but we were talking about, you know, men and women, and we got into, you know, the strength difference and stuff. And she was about 5'2" and probably 125 pounds, right? And she's telling how she could beat up anybody in the bar, any guy in the bar she could take on. I'm looking at her, I said, her name was Sid. I said, Sid, you're a nice lady, but you know, you're delusional. You know, you're not going to. I told her, I'm 67 years old and I weigh 165. I go, and I'm old. I go, and I could still take you and wipe the
floor. Oh my God. I can't believe this.
She's just like, what is wrong with people today? They've lost the common sense. They've lost their critical thinking skills. And now you got my blood pressure up, Wade. I mean, we just started to go, damn it.
Man, this is crazy. Mike. Okay. Where are those nerve pills? Where are those nerve pills that you ordered from Dr. Sims that don't work?
The Act Right pills? I got them here somewhere.
No, the Act Right pills. Yeah.
No, I had to get the prescription formula ones. The ones I got from Dr. Sims weren't strong enough, so I had to go to a pharmacy and get the real stuff.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, if it has anything to do with acting right, then I'm not taking it. I'm not doing it. Not doing it. No, I don't want to act right. I'm going to push the envelope. Not going to commit any crimes, anything like that, but, you know, I'm going to, you know, test the waters. Hey, you know, that's how stories are made. You know, we are journalists. We go out and we report, whether you know it or not. You do research and you report it back. Okay? And we do that. Oh, my God. I'm going to get into this other crazy show that we have on Sundays. And it is called The Boomerang. Okay. And Mike, I told Mike, I don't know what you asked me or I told you a while back. I named it The Boomerang because I believe that whatever you put out there comes back to you.
Good or bad.
Oh, yes. Right, buddy.
Good or bad.
Yeah. I couldn't agree more. Couldn't agree more. We've got something in the comment section up here. But Mike, if you notice, I played Bob Marley. You know, we talk about we playing all genres of music on this network. And like you said before, we'll play, and we talked about it, blues, jazz, gospel, R&B, go-go, neo-soul. Oh, my goodness. Let's see. Also, classical music, country music. Oh, boy. We've had, last night, I showcased this guy. You remember, he was a guest on our show. Wild Bill Young out of Texas.
Yes.
Man. Well. Wow. I played some of his music last night, during the Cultural Excellence Show. And yeah. I'm telling you, I'm going to play some of that again tonight, man. It is great stuff.
He's a fine artist. I hope that he makes it bigger than where he's at now.
As a matter of fact, I have the MP3s somewhere. I'm going to see if I can send those to you. And then you can upload those.
Please.
Oh, hey, man, my pleasure, my friend. So, let's see. What do I have here? I have something of, let's do this.
I noticed Alexander in the chat, he's asking where he can get some of those Actrite pills.
Alexander, Alex, save your money. Be right back after this. Coming up, Rayshon Lamar. That's on your list, Mike. Yes. We jamming, man. You hang with me, WB, a.k.a. Wild Will, and Mad Mike. We jamming.
Jamming.
Come on.
No bullet to stop us now. We need to beg, but we won't bow. Neither can be born our soul. We all defend the right that your children must unite. For life is worth much more than gold. We're jamming. In Mount Zion, it rules all creation. Yeah, we're jamming. Pop to our war, we're jamming. See, I wanna jam it with you. We're jamming. So stand by my side.
We're jamming.
Jamming, jamming, jamming. I wanna jam it with you. We're jamming, 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 we're jamming. Hope you like jamming too.
Mike and Wild Wheel Coast to Coast. I want to tell you, hey, Madman, I just want to mention something. I played those songs in succession for a reason there. Number one, we play a variety of music. Hey, Alex said, loving these Bob Marley tunes. Thank you so much. And you know, and we include reggae. We haven't played a lot of it, you know, in our tenure here, when we started this show. As a matter of fact, has it been a year yet?
It was a year in December. We started the beginning of December.
Whoa. Man. I mean, and we've had so many great shows, man. And guys, Mike and I, we came up with our idea because see, keep in mind, I've been trying to get this guy on with me. We're in our 10th year, and for the first 8 years or so, I mean, it was kind of hard to get on, and I understand that because, you know, he did have a job, you know, as an investigator, I understand that. But trying to get him on, man, for a while, and when he finally agreed to come on, I was so happy, you know, my friend, great guy, and I had no idea until he tricked me one day. I'm not going to tell you the story. I'm not going to bore you with it right now. How much of a music lover he is. And not only one genre of music. I mean, there are several genres of music that Mike loves, right? It's just absolutely incredible. And so having said all of that, I wanted to play some reggae because I heard something that I'm going to play a little bit later, which remind me, say, wow, you tell the audience that you like reggae music. How come you don't play some, you know? And so that's why I did that. But anyway, Jamaica, very interesting place. And guys, if you do your history on that, they were invaded by the British, England. And they invaded them. And they got into a battle. It was a battle there. And I don't have the exact dates in front of me. I'm just remembering from a book that I read called Reggae Bloodlines. And it was fascinating. And they never, the British actually didn't win the physical battle at all. The way they were able to get control was they tricked the Jamaicans into signing a treaty or a contract they didn't even understand. So it gets deeper than that. So I wanted to play that. Mike, coming up right now, I don't recall seeing this gentleman, Rashawn Lamar, Don't Stop Believing. He was on The Voice. It's on your list. I'm going to play it right now. We'll come back, and there are several of us, several songs that you have here, and we're going to get through those as well. Let's find out what we have.
Just a small town.
Oh, wow.
What a
talent. Yeah,
voice, huh?
What a talent. The only thing I don't understand on that one is how come Blake and Kelly didn't turn their chairs around. I don't understand what they were listening to.
I don't know because I didn't watch the whole show and I don't know the run up on it. But it could have been. Let me turn my camera back on here.
Right.
It could be that they already had like a full complement of singers and stuff, and they didn't need another one. That could be.
But that cat, I'm gonna look him up to see anything else that he has. Now, when was this? Do you know when this was done or when this aired?
I don't.
Okay, I'm gonna do some research on that because this cat, that was incredible. Wow, 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 wow. Man, this is great stuff, Mike. Let's see what else we have right here.
You know I only send you the best, William.
I know. Hey, look, you get no argument. Listen.
I'm gonna fight a moment.
Oh, I like this too.
A seven nation army couldn't hold me back. Woo! I'm gonna rip him off. Taking their time around behind my back.
Wow.
And I'm talking to myself at night.
Oh, man.
Because I can't
forget. That's good stuff, man.
Yeah, yeah. I said goodbye back and forth and wow. Through my mind. Behind a seagull.
I'm a fan. Oh, hey, Mike, dude, where do you come up with this stuff, man? It is.
You know what? You guys maybe think I'm kidding. when I say I take a whole week to plan for this show. And every day I pick away at it and I start creating my list that I send to you hopefully on Wednesdays so you're ready for Thursdays. And I really do. I listen to shows. I listen to what's on the radio. I check into music news. I'll go to, go to the web and start looking up what's going on in music and different genres and such. And, the one that I have on the list tonight, which is a country song put out by Rihanna.
Okay.
And that's brand new on the country charts. And she did a really, really good job. And you wouldn't expect Rihanna to do a country song. So I try to pay attention.
Well, you know, I tell you what, as a matter of fact, you'd be surprised of the black artists or some artists that you're accustomed to that sing R&B, and you don't expect them to put out a country song, but a lot of them do. You know, and I tell you something else: country sales, country, good country music sales, right, brother.
It is blowing up. When I'm doing karaoke and stuff. I'll be at the Bell here in Highland on Saturday, and more people are singing and requesting country songs.
Right.
It's really blowing up right now for some reason. I'm not even sure why.
Well, because it is appealing and it tells a story that they can relate to. It. This is what my take on it.
Could be.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's some real, and plus there's some really good country artists that have been out the last probably 15 years or so. You know, look at Garth Brooks and all of those that they really brought the popular music fans back into country, I think.
Well, hey, I love it. I love it. And I think, you know, since the advent or the beginning of this Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast, I've fallen deeper in love with country music. There were certain songs that I would say, yeah, that's a country song. I love that, right? But not to the extent it is now. As a matter of fact, it has opened my horizon far more than it was. And you talk about this a lot, Mike, how we expand. I don't mean to put words in your mind, in your mouth, right?
You're doing a fine job.
Yeah. And we're trying to expand our audience horizon. Hey, Teresa Robinson. Hey, how are you? Is that Jenny Sandra? Okay. Well, thank you for tuning in as well. You know, 7-Up, she's always there. She said she was up dancing. That was especially when I was playing the, Bob Marley, I was playing reggae, man. Hey, Mon. Yes, I love the accent too. I meant to talk about that. But yeah, Mike, my horizon has expanded, you know?
Mine as well.
Hey, that's what this is all about. As a matter of fact, I'm going to play another one from your list, and then I'm going to go to this country artist that, man, I'm telling you right now that I have just, I'm just in awe of over the last several days or so. But this one is another from the Mad List. That's Madison Beer. Okay. I need to check an email or something like that. I haven't played your Mad Pick yet, have I?
No, we do that at halftime.
Okay. I tell you what. Put it in the private chat so I don't, you know, because sometimes, you know, you accuse me of pushing buttons and sometimes I push too many buttons. No, just tell me the title. And, you know, I have it here. Don't worry about
it. Mad Pick?
The Mad Pick. Yeah, put it in the private chat.
Okay.
He's going to tease me about this. He's going to find a way to tease me. I don't care. All right. What? How old is she? 12?
She's very young. Wait for this. Here it comes.
I'm living this.
found a dream that I could speak to. A dream that I could call my own. And I found a thrill to press my cheek to. A thrill.
Wow. You know, I think, Mike, I thought I saw something about, and that was recorded 11 years ago. And I thought I saw something that said that, I don't know, 12 years old, she was 12 years old. Oh, yes. I don't know. I could have missed
it. At the time she recorded that, she was 12.
Okay.
And she's done. She's done very well as she's aged.
Okay. All right.
I mean, hey. Her voice at that age wasn't technically perfect, but again, she was 12.
I have no problems with it. At all. I enjoyed it. And you're right. And see, at the age of 12, can you think, and this was done 11 years ago, I believe. Yes. Can you imagine her now? I mean, just absolutely, I would love to see her. I haven't seen this recording before, but I really, really, really would like to check it out. Hey, this is Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast, and thank you so much for tuning in. And, please share it with somebody. StudioW.buzz. That's our website. And we'll be back with more information a little bit later. But in the meantime, I've got a surprise for you. Yup. This cat, Wild Bill Young, he's been on this network. Come on. Hey, that sounds like country music to me. Come on.
Wanna ride? I think he Oh, he wanna ride. Wanna do ride. Oh, he wanna ride. A bird in my hand is worth two in the bush. You just pull it out.
And I know problems will arise, but I seem to feel much better when I'm able to take a ride.
I think I wanna ride.
Whoa, I wanna ride.
Oh, I wanna ride.
I think I wanna ride.
Whoa, I think I wanna ride.
I think I wanna ride.
I think I wanna ride.
about to play.
Cause ain't nothing like
nothing
Friday
like.
Night. When you drop that top, then it's time to ride. Take your woman out somewhere smooth and slide. Let her see that you're rolling, you're doing it right. Yeah, cause ain't nothing like Friday night. Cause ain't nothing like, nothing like, nothing like Friday night. Cause ain't nothing like, nothing like, nothing like, nothing like, nothing like.
Then like Friday night. As well, Bill Young.